With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street is flying high this morning following release of the April jobs report. Tapping the brakes on hiring, employers grew their payrolls by just 175,000 positions.
It's a sign that persistently high interest rates may be starting to take a bigger toll on the world's largest economy. Last month's hiring gain was down sharply from the increase of 315,000 in March, and it was well below the 233,000 gain that economists had predicted for April. Last month's figure suggests the Federal Reserve's aggressive streak of rate hikes may finally be cooling the pace of hiring.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. Flooding caused by torrential rains has swamped parts of southeast Texas, including Harris County, the city of Houston.
Our divers are here, our high water vehicles. The city of Houston is doing everything it can, its first responders and its leadership, to be prepared and will not hesitate to work with any agency that has resources that we can use.
Houston Mayor John Whitmire says the worst is yet to come, with devastating flooding expected into the weekend. Rainfall totals have so far topped 10 inches in some spots. Evacuations have been ordered, and there have been high water rescues and a lot of power outages as well. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont hopes that a stretch of I-95 in southwest Connecticut can be reopened by Monday morning. A gasoline tanker truck crashed and burned, damaging a bridge and closing the busy interstate at Norwalk, Connecticut. Calm has returned to UCLA following yesterday's police raid. There's a big mess to clean up, though. More than 200 people arrested. This morning, the NYPD cleared encampments at New York University and at the New School. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 462 points, NASDAQ ahead 282. This is SRN News. Americans have some strange beliefs.
A new poll from Arizona Christian University reveals that 31% of adults think that animals, plants, and inanimate objects possess a unique spirit just as humans do. 46% believe that humans are born without sin and become either good or bad based on the decisions they make in life. And 23% think only science can determine what is true. Many Americans who call themselves Christians share these beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supporters of an abortion amendment in South Dakota have submitted more signatures than required to make the ballot this fall. The effort echoes similar actions in other states where voters have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, including California, Michigan, Ohio, and Vermont. Abortion will appear on several other state ballots this year. South Dakota currently outlaws the procedure except to save the life of the mother under a trigger law that took effect after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. The latest on a lawsuit brought by some former detainees. They had been held at a notorious Iraqi prison.
A federal judge has declared a mistrial after a jury in Alexandria, Virginia, said it was deadlocked and could not reach a verdict in the trial of a military contractor accused of contributing to the abuse of detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq 2 decades ago. The mistrial came in the jury's 8th day of deliberations. Judge Leone Brinkema said what happened in the case was absolutely appalling. Virginia-based CACI had argued that it wasn't complicit in the detainees' abuse, that any liability for their mistreatment belonged to the government, not CACI. The plaintiffs can seek a retrial. I'm Norman Hall.
Maui County, Hawaii, suing major cell carriers for failing to properly inform police of widespread outages during last summer's deadly wildfire. The outages prevented warnings from getting through to residents. More details at srnnews.com.